All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, the first hour of the show, if you missed it, I had Dr. Darrell Williams on, who's a candidate for the Democratic nomination of the United States Senate. And we got to talking about, you know, he received a Purple Heart as well as a Bronze Star, two of the highest awards you can receive, military awards you can receive, and after 29 years in the service. And, you know, we talked a little bit about how we as a society want to uplift and talk about how much we care about our veterans and all of those things and how much we support them. You know, and yet in the end, we really don't support them because the things that they really need, we aren't willing to give to them for various reasons. Either it's something that we can't financially support them. We're not willing to go the extra mile that is needed, that is necessary for them. But here's another one of those things that just make you say, what is wrong with people? You know, especially people who call themselves Republicans. Now, I'm not saying that because you are a military person and you made a decision to join the military, that's fine. And you went in and you said, I'm going to fight for the country. Again, that's laudable, right? Those things are laudable. And in the society we live in, it's easy to praise people who do that. But then how do you get from there, Connor, to this bill in Florida that allows veterans of the military to become teachers with no degrees? Now, I don't know, you know, what you've learned in your time in the military that will make you a candidate to become an educator. I don't know the correlation between the two. Number one, I don't believe there is a correlation between the fact that somebody was in the military and that somehow that makes it germane to educating children. I don't think anybody can say where that makes sense, but in Florida, under Ron DeSantis and Republicans, that's precisely what it is they have done. Florida teachers have taken to the internet with outrage over a new bill allowing military veterans to teach without a degree. Let me see. Teach without a degree. On June 9th, the Florida legislature passed a bill granting approval for former and present members of the military to teach in classrooms. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced the moves as part of an $8.6 million package to expand career and workforce training opportunities for veterans and their spouses. So listen, I get it. You want to offer an opportunity for veterans to make sure that they have opportunities because of the sacrifices that they've made in their lives to benefit the society. But how do you get from there? And yeah, so find other career paths for them. But how does education become one of those? How do you mix those two? And you know, I just, they're Republicans and conservatives who listen, who, for whatever reasons, won't address these kinds of issues and say, hey, that's nonsensical. That makes no sense. Well, you know, Ron DeSantis said, well, Ron DeSantis doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. because you've been in the military doesn't mean you're going to be qualified to educate children. Two different, completely different things. And this is why there's this divide in this country, because we have people talking nonsensical things like this. Nonsensical. And yet they're pushing this. Somebody in the legislature comes up with a crazy idea, and I do mean crazy idea, and it gets fast forwarded and moved quicker than most things because, well, he's a military vet, you know, military vets, and we love our vets, so, you know, we got to make sure that we find things for them to do, so let's make them educators. How insane an idea is that? And yet it's become law in Florida. There's something going on in Florida and Texas. You know, I don't know, never lived there. But all the stuff that I've been reading about Florida and Texas and the ideas that make it and become laws, really, you need to ask what is going on there. The Florida Department of Education followed the legislation this month by announcing the state would issue a temporary teaching certificate to veterans who have not yet earned their bachelor's degrees. Now, aren't we constantly talking about the fact, and I understand there's a teacher shortage, but that's not the answer. The answer is not to open the door for veterans of the military and somehow think that their experience in the military will make them candidates to deal with children. In the way of education, we underestimate the educators when we do that. That would be akin to saying to teachers that, okay, you guys are teachers. Since we believe that the veterans, military veterans, have learned all these valuable lessons, have all these values that they've accumulated and things that they've learned from being in the military, somehow can be transferred to teaching children. Well, you could say the same thing. It's just as idiotic to say that teachers should somehow be able to become military folk, in which they can in the proper amount of time. So I'm not saying that that military people can't become educators, but they've got to go through the proper training and go through the proper licensing channels that other teachers have to go through. You don't get a bypass or a pass because you've been in the military, but that's exactly what they've done in Florida. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. It once again points out what is at the root of the things that are going on in this country. Man, it just makes you want to, you know, who was it? Marvin Gaye, who said, makes you want to holler and throw up both your hands. I mean, come on. Where do people come up with these ideas, these crazy ideas? And I'm sorry, but more times than not, these crazy ideas are germinating in the heads of people who are on the right. I rarely hear these ideas as crazy and nonsensical on the left. I'm not saying there aren't people who don't come up with crazy ideas as Democrats. There are. But man, more than ever, They're coming from the people who claim to be Republicans. And it's almost as if what they are doing is trying to see who can come up with the most whacked out, crazy idea. And then it's one thing to come up with a crazy idea. It's another one altogether that the crazy idea becomes a reality. Like this. Well, let's see. I was in the Gulf War. Oh, you were? Okay. But what did you do? Well, you know, I was a guy who, you know, had a AK-47, and I was in the, you know, I was in the desert, and I was shooting it out with, you know, some of the folk, or I was, you know, in the mountains in Afghanistan, and I had my weapons, and I was fighting, and so, okay, so you were, okay, I hear you, okay, fine. What other qualification? Well, that's what I have. Well, okay, so then you can become an educator. What kind of craziness is that? But that's where we are in this country. No common sense. And it's broken down. And people don't have the courage to say, hey, man, that's a crazy idea. That's a crazy idea. I'm saying it. That's a crazy idea. Somebody else should be echoing the exact same thing because it's a crazy idea. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.